And it's Bob Fisher reporting for Talking Travel from the Czech Republic. And I'm talking to Peter Kulinek, who is the Secretary General of Travel Journalist Association, which is called FIJET. And that's an acronym. It's the French term for the World Federation of Journalists and Travel Writers. This is a very important association. There are 42 member countries and 900 individual members. And it's an organization that operates in French, English, and Spanish. Peter, I wonder if I could start, if you could start, actually, by just talking to me about the history of FIJET. How did it begin? Where did it begin?
Well, I'm too young to remember the very, very beginning of FIJET. But as far as I know, it was established in Paris in 1955, so we celebrated 50 years last year. And it was established to promote new places, to get together travel journalists and writers from different countries, different parts of the world, to talk about the new destinations, to help each other to make contacts in different countries. So it's a kind of, if you are traveling to anywhere, to FIJET member country, you can contact the local people and they will help you with everything you need to contact, to stay in a country, to contact the right people, to interview, to investigate what are the interesting places in there, interesting sites. So since that time, it was growing slowly, but actually it's the oldest federation of its kind in the world. And it were growing slowly, and as you said, nowadays we are in 42 countries, and we have more than 900 members.
And how does it differ from other travel journalist associations?
Well, I think, of course, there are many federations. There are many federations where travel journalists or writers are centered. But FIJET, I think, even it's oldest. Yes, that's one thing. But we are trying to not only travel and write. We are trying to meet and exchange, new ideas, new trends in writing. We are organizing seminars for our members. I think it's not just if you are a member of FIJET, you are not just getting membership, but you are getting the entrance ticket to the world of contacts, new ideas, interchange of new views or destinations, points of views of other member countries.
I see it as also having a diplomatic purpose, kind of a form of diplomacy. And here I'd like you to talk about the basic principles of FIJET. For example, in your bylaws, the very first principle is that FIJET is dedicated to contribute to the maintenance of peace and security throughout the world. What are some of the other basic principles that this organization supports?
Well, it's especially nowadays. We have the traveling gets more and more, not difficult, maybe dangerous to some parts of the world. And what is our task is to promote tourism as the safe way of discovering places. So we are trying to spread the ideas that if you travel to anywhere in the world, you are not in a threat of your life.
And especially for developing nations or emerging nations where there is a new travel and tourism industry just beginning. For example, you and I met in India, in Gujarat, which is a good example. And how are you supporting nations like that?
Listen, if you read a newspaper, daily newspaper, you read about conflict somewhere, and you think, well, should I go there? It's dangerous. I wouldn't go there. But if you travel there as a travel journalist and you stay there for a while, you see that, okay, there are problems, but the problems are anywhere. But it's absolutely safe to travel, for example. So you need to describe to your readers that Yes, I mean, there are problems in that part of the world, but for you, it's safe to travel, and you can see unbelievable places, perfect destinations or sites.
Okay, and I see this reflected actually in the specific objectives of FiJet, which again are in your new bylaws. For example, that you again are dedicated to distributing information freely available, objective, complete, and original. Are you suggesting that doesn't happen as well in certain areas?
Well, it definitely doesn't happen in every area. I mean, in all areas. So there are areas you need to go and you need to see. So in some areas, if you go there, you say, well, okay, it's really not safe to travel here. But still, it's you can describe this as a place which is kind of nice. But with the recommendation, really be aware of some dangers. It's kind of difficult to travel there. As I said, in many places where many people think it's not developed or even dangerous, as you said in India, and you go there and you see beautiful people there, very nice people, helpful. You are not in danger if you walk on the street. And the people in your country probably doesn't know that.
Right. And I'll give you an example of that, because we took talking travel to Jordan in September, and everyone said, what are you going to the Middle East for? And, you know, they were afraid for us. Well, it was the complete opposite. Jordan is a very progressive, modern, safe, secure, and fascinating country. Now, is this where a travel writer becomes a travel journalist when we start telling these kinds of stories?
I don't think we should mix travel journalists and travel writers. Travel journalists stays travel journalists if you travel anywhere and you report afterwards about them. If you are a travel writer, you usually stay for a long time or you visit frequently the same area, and you probably collect material for longer story than this article in travel magazine. So I wouldn't mix the travel journalists and travel writers.
Okay, let's move on to a little bit of the future, and the future is now. What, in your opinion, what is the role of the travel journalist in the 21st century? How has it changed, in your opinion?
Well, I think in the past, if you travel, we didn't have, you know, basic thing is still the 11th September, where I think it's the break time for tourism industry, because before that, of course, there were local wars and conflicts, but you didn't have to be aware of the terrorism as a global threat all over the world. So in the past, travel journalists were going, traveling, discovering new destinations and reporting about their beauties. Now you do the same, but you still need to investigate and then persuade your readers or listeners, okay, it's a safe place to go. But still, you need to kind of persuade the readers, okay, terrorism is here, but it's not that way that if you go to a plane, it will crash or it will be bombed. So we are trying to persuade people, even if there is a terrorism threat, it's still safe and beautiful kind of entertainment to travel all over the world.
Yeah, and I want to ask you one last question, and I want you to use your own nation as an example, the Czech Republic. And you made reference to 9/11 as a tipping point, and we all know that in the travel and tourism industry, that it was a defining moment, it was a tipping point. The Czech Republic, this is my first time here, and it's an amazing destination, and I can see the growth. and I can see the expansion in travel and tourism. How has that come about in the Czech Republic?
Well, I think it's the development of tourism in Czech Republic is not directly connected with the September 11th, but with the it's actually rising rapidly from 1989, where the communist era ended, and Czech Republic was finally opened to the people of the world to travel in, and now. It was slow rise, and the people were actually traveling here and saying, well, we couldn't imagine in this territory we would find such nice places, a historical heritage, beautiful towns, and very nice people. And it was since 1994 we had a really rapid growth, and of course if you get more tourists you need to develop the infrastructure, and the investments are pretty easy then if you have a people to come here. So everything was restored. If you come here in 1989, you wouldn't recommend your people to come here. It was like kind of black and white or not really nice. But still, in 10 or 15 years, we improved a lot. And the people were discovering the UNESCO destinations here, Prague, the Spa Triangle, which was just for local people or Russian people. We are getting the international clientele from all over the world now.
So you're really a role model for the achievement since 1989. You are a role model for so many countries and have emerging travel and tourism industries. Thanks very much for this.